K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, guys, it's Sam.
Hi, Sam, what's up?
Sam.
Well, I went out with a bunch of my friends over Christmas break, and I met, a mutual friend named Michaela over at Scene 75.
Oh, we love that place.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Isn't
yeah.
it great?
Oh, it's a good time.
yeah, totally fun. And so, you know, we just kind of like, you know, we friended each other on Facebook and on Twitter and stuff. And then we were talking, and I asked her to meet me and have dinner at Outback over on Miller, Miller Lane.
There you go,
yeah.
Friend. Outback.
Big Outback fan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see the new Lord of the Rings movie because I hadn't seen it. So we were going to go to the Raven Huber.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm not really looking for like a girlfriend, but I mean, she's giving me the cold shoulder. And I mean, she didn't unfriend me or anything on Facebook, but she won't answer any texts and I don't know. I don't know why she won't contact me. I was wondering if you guys could help me.
Boy, Fry, you've been there, done that.
It's like 300 million times, something like that. Yeah, well, we can help you out. What was her name? Did you say her name? I didn't catch it.
Michaela,
that's right. Okay, yeah, what we'll do is we're going to throw you on hold for a second here, and we'll give her a call, see if we can get her on the air and find out what's going on.
Thanks, Kat. That's awesome.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, so I got to ask you, Sam, you got the cheese fries, right? That's like Fry's most favorite thing ever.
I sure hope so.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, good man.
Yeah, that should have impressed her.
Exactly. That should have done it alone. A lot of people get the blooming onion. No, you want the cheese fries.
Yeah, I actually got both.
Oh, wow. Doing it a big style.
What right. was her first date?
Yeah, exactly. Got to impress, right? Hold on a second here. We got one digit left. All right, Sam, be real quiet. We'll see what she's got to say if she picks up, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM, and we're looking for a lady named Michaela. Do you know her? Is she there?
Yeah, this is me. Did I win something?
Well,
do you listen to us?
Yeah, I listen to you guys all the time. I used to listen to Fry Guy on like the old Z when I was little.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, a long time
when
ago.
When she was little.
Not great.
Do you know that?
Yeah, it makes you feel great.
That is cool. Well, we do have a reason for calling, actually.
What's going on?
Well, do you have a second to talk to us, Michaela?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we got to chat with somebody you became friends with, and it sounds like you guys went out. His name was Sam. He kind of called us asking for help. He said he feels like he's getting the cold shoulder from you, and he doesn't really know what happened.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, we met at Scene 75 around Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was really nice. I beat him on the go-kart.
Oh, yeah. Go-kart. Well done.
I don't know. He was just a little immature, I guess. And just, I don't know, a little weird. So that was all.
What happened? I mean, he did call us asking for help.
What did you find weird?
Yeah.
I mean, we went out and, like, the dinner was good and everything. And we took his car over to the movies. And he was a nice guy, but, like, we got in the car and there was this like really gross smell. It was just really nasty. Like it smelled like there was a dead animal or something coming from the back seat.
Isn't that how most guys, except for you, Fry,
gross.
Most guys' cars smell?
Mine smells real good, by the way.
Was it bad?
It was really bad. It was like making my eyes water bad.
Oh.
So I looked back there and I just saw a bunch of like old rags and stuff. It didn't look like anything too weird, but we got to the movies and he said he would be right back, that he had like forgot something in the car, and I thought maybe he was just going to smoke a cigarette or something, but when he came back he had put on like a scarf and it was a blanket that he had wrapped around his neck. And it was that thing that I saw on the back of the seat. It was so gross. It was just really weird. He was wearing a blanket around his neck.
So was that the thing that smelled?
Yeah, it was a smelly like ratty thing that was in the back of the car.
Oh wow.
Was it cold in there or something? Or
I mean, it was kind of. I think he tried to pass it off because he took his jacket off, but then put the blanket on. Like he didn't want to bring his coat into the movie.
No, that's not what happened,
really,
Michaela.
Really odd.
That's not it.
Yeah, there he is. He's listening.
But Michaela, I don't really see the problem. I mean, just because I was wearing something that, I mean, I'm sorry that, like, I mean, I don't understand what you're getting at. I mean, I won't. It's not a blanket.
I mean, it looked like a blanket, and it smelled like dirty diapers.
It was really gross. It's mine. I mean, I've had it for a long time, and I feel more comfortable with it. And it's like, it's not, I mean, it's just like something that it's for me, you know, like, I don't see the big deal. I mean, I don't have to bring it out every time, but you know.
So is it a blanket or not?
I mean, it was. I mean, it was a blanket. I mean, it's not really a blanket anymore because it's like small, but I mean, I guess it's technically like I've had it since I was a baby.
Oh, okay. There you go, then.
But I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, lots of people have things that they've had since they were little kids. And I mean, Fry Guy, you say down the air that you have a blanket.
I do. I have a Jeege, but that's his name. But I don't think I'd wear it on a date into a movie theater.
Why does it smell so bad?
Yeah, why don't you wash that thing?
Well, it already was washed, and then it was falling apart. So I mean, I just didn't want it to fall apart anymore. You know.
Oh my god!
But I mean,
you're like
Linus
from Charlie Brown.
Yeah. You know, I put Febreze and sometimes a cologne on it. That helps. I mean, it's just like a thing. You know, it's like, it doesn't change who I am.
How bad was it, Michaela? Really?
It was really bad. It smelled like vomit.
Ew.
But I mean, we had fun on our date.
With Linus.
I mean, I can't believe you could sit through the movie with that thing around your neck.
I mean, it's not that it's non-negotiable, but it's like, I just don't see the big deal.
I mean, you seem nice, but I feel like it's a really immature thing to have to bring your security blanket with you on the date.
Well, maybe he was just nervous. And you know what? Hey, Fry and I could fix this.
Yeah, we can.
We could.
We could send you guys back out on a second date if you'd like, and we'll send you somewhere to eat, give you a ride in a limo, and figure out something for you guys to do.
I got
to
ask, does your blanket have a name? There, Sam?
Well, it's called Ben.
Ben! Ben.
Okay.
Ben has to stay home.
I mean, can I, like, have it anywhere with me?
You gotta wash it, man.
But first, Michaela has to say yes.
Right, that's a big part of it, too.
That's it, yeah, so she's okay, awful quiet.
I'm sorry, no. I don't want to do that.
So, well, you know, really, you know, Sam, we can't send you and Ben on a...
Right, sorry, man.
Well, I mean, I don't get it. I mean, maybe it's better just to know that someone's not going to accept you for who you are.
Do you take Ben with you on all your dates?
I mean, I don't have a whole lot of dates, but if I do, like, yeah, usually. I mean, I usually just, you know, bring Ben everywhere, you know?
Okay. Well, I understand. Okay.
I mean, it's usually not an issue.
Yeah, well, Fry does have a Jeege, but
it just goes on vacation and it stays in the bed. It doesn't.
And it gets washed.
Yeah, and it gets washed.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
But, Michaela, thank you for your time.
So, no, Michaela, right?
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. No.
Sorry, okay. Sam.
Sam, sorry, buddy.
Okay.
Oh, he sounds awesome.
Thanks for crying.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, thanks, guys.